we have who we're going to have tonight, and I really do appreciate all of your presence and your showing up for yourselves and for this process, and your trust in me to kind of help guide and support you and where you're wanting to go on your journey. So yes. Thank you. Yeah. So I'd love to start with a check-in with everybody and what's been happening this past week or couple weeks, and, you know, how is this, what's changing in life? What's showing up in your life? What ahas? And since we have the four of us tonight, we'll have a little bit of time for that. So who would like to go first?
All right, I'll go first. always good things are happening, I guess. My practice is still a practice. But I feel, in the past couple of days especially, for whatever reason, I just feel lighter and more, energized. And my morning practice isn't, you know, I did it a couple of times in the morning, but I still feel better doing it in the evenings. Because somebody else who does meditation told me that mornings are better because of the brainwave activity. As you're just waking up, it's better in the morning than the evening. So I thought, okay, do it again in the morning, see what happens. But it just hasn't worked as well as I had hoped. So I'll keep practicing. But I feel good about, you know, other things happening in my life as far as business and people I'm connecting with. And I feel good. I don't know what else to say.
Great. Thank you. I'm sorry, I'm finishing my dinner and I got a mouthful of food.
This is Roberta, and Phyllis, I share your consternation, or whatever you want to call it, about trying to do things in the morning. I too know that it's would be more productive probably in the morning, but my mornings just don't happen and seem to be much less under my control. Well, I seem to allow them, not keep them as much under control as I need to be effective with it. So I try to do mine in the late afternoon, evenings as well.
Yeah.
But I've been traveling a lot, so have not been as perfunctory, if I guess that's the word I'm looking for, with things as in the past, but it's been good. It was a good trip out here. I drove out to California from Denver Thursday and Friday, and it was a very nice trip out once I got out of all the snow and ice in Denver. And it's been fun spending time with the kids, and so yeah, I'm with you. It's been good, and that's about all I have to say too.
Great. Well, I know that this afternoon piece, and I, you know, that really the practice of when we do it is pretty individual, actually. And I will say, I meditate all time of the day. I have a practice in the morning, but, you know, to find what works for you. And the only thing that I have noticed for me is if I don't do my practice in the morning, like if I have to get up and early, because I just do a check-in with God. I mean, I just say, good morning, God. You know, I'm off to work. But I remember, you know, I'm choosing to live all day long in this collaboration with the presence. So just being mindful of that, and maybe even bringing the mind to that. And then when you have your time to do your meditations and the introspective work, is great. So I don't really have any judgment or I don't know what's better necessarily for anybody, but finding what works for you is really what matters.
And absolutely, this is Roberta again. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I do find that when I wake up in the morning, I do check in with myself and what are my thoughts going on? Are they positive? And if they're not, getting them back there as quickly as possible, that it's going to be a good day. I'm going to get things, you know, have fun with the day. I'm going to enjoy, you know, find new things about stuff. So I do at least do that.
Great. Thanks for sharing. So Zoe, you've also been traveling around.
Right. yeah, backpacking for 2 days and then visiting a friend. So I haven't had any set schedule with doing meditation. But Diane, as you mentioned, the piece that's so important to me is to what I call remembering God, and just, you know, whatever point in the day, just turn my mind again to being present with God. And I think you and I had talked about the saying that I had in my pocket at one time, that I am a piece of God's perfection. So even when I was backpacking, I would just go to that from time to time. And it just fills the moments with a different kind of light. So even though I wasn't specifically meditating, I think that's a kind of meditation, because it draws the attention to a different way of seeing.
Great. Yeah, I remember that conversation, that you were actually given that statement in your journaling from Spirit.
Right.
And carried that with you.
And I don't feel bad at all about doing most of my meditations at night, which kind of surprised me. It's almost like a delicious feeling, like waiting till the end of the day to just savor it and know that I have that time.
Hmm. Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, I'll do a little check-in as well. Zoe knows of more of my personal life. We've also been friends for many years, and, you know, had this relationship of working together and in this way, and as well as our friendship. So, but I've been kind of coming out of a relationship 2.5 years ago, which is been in a transition mode, and I'm just noticing the changes and the continuing of being, you know, coming out of sort of a heartbroken place, still attachment place, and then knowing I didn't want the relationship, and just continue to be watching that. And I did another sort of clear decision and some work around, you know, just shifting again my intention. And this is for me, creating the work in this program. No, it isn't being channeled to me every week. Like, I just sit down and I write it, and I'm being guided to this is what I want you to do. And part of this is also I have to answer all the questions I'm being asked. I'm asking you. Everything that I ask you to do, I'm doing as well. And this week, I had a shift of moving with my ex-partner that into a place of just incredible appreciation and gratitude and acceptance, where, like, the old angry tape that could still show up, like, what are you doing here? You know, that's like been gone. And then because of that, it's like the interaction has been, I mean, nothing else has changed except my inner world. The interaction with her has been like, she's been like 10 times as nice, 10 times as respectful, 10 times as appreciative. And I was like, oh, that's great. So anyway, I had been envisioning, like, the vision that I'm creating of my life. What do I want my life to look like? was part of me was like, I want a relationship that looks like this with my ex-partner and her son. This is how I wanted to, because he is, I'm very close to him and why we've maintained this relationship. So this visioning of the life that I want, I'm creating right now, includes that looking this way. And I actually felt myself becoming the person and stepping into that that created it. And it just changed. So I'm kind of like going, wow, this feels good. It feels really where I want it to be. So anyway, that shift has been good. And it's been, again, continued confirmation of what's coming through me from God in terms of how we really do create our own reality from inside. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to share that.
Yeah, I actually had a similar experience with my ex-husband. I was on the phone with my son, and he said, oh, you better call Dad after, because he wants to talk to you about something. And I thought, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
So I hung up the phone, and I said, okay, I can't call him right away. I just want to get centered, take some breaths. And so, like, for 10 minutes, I just meditated for a bit. And then I called him, and the phone call was totally different than what I expected. It was, like, you know, from both sides, it just felt better and more giving and receiving than what I expected. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Well, and as I am, you know, putting out there, like this morning's writing and this week's program, it's really about taking all the work that we've done, which has been focusing both on the inner journey of, you know, becoming aware of our thoughts, our belief systems, just expanding our awareness, connecting to source, tapping into what's really true for us. And it's just been, you know, a lot of it's been like kind of pushing edges and opening the portal and opening the connection and opening the practice that would do that. Now it's going to be kind of coming together in a very specific way. And this specific way is for you to start really going into seeing what it is that you want to create in your life right now. Where are you going next? And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, in the next 3 months or the next 3 years. I don't want to put, it's like, what, when you ask, you know, what do I want? What do I want to create? What do I want my life to look like? That's what, whatever comes is the answer. And that includes relationships, work, you know, hobbies, health, self. I mean, the whole, you know, what is showing up for you to really be wanting to create in your life and allowing yourself to want to do that, but seeing it. And so this week is going to kind of go into this deeper and more focus. And I really would like to invite you to start using the meditation as the path to finding your truth, finding what you really want at a core level, and write it down, draw pictures, paint, you know, whatever you need to do to really see it. Let yourself see it. Put it on paper so it doesn't stick in your head. Some people actually, like, this is where vision boards have come in, where people actually cut out pictures in magazines. And that's, you know, so there's, I mean, any way that you need in order to bring that out of you and put it on, onto something you can see in front of you. And so we've been kind of talking about that. I've been inviting to open up that awareness. But I'd like to talk about that tonight and see what that feels like, see what's your, you know, if you feel like you actually know what that is, or if you're still working with that, and if you would like to share a little bit about this next phase of the journey. And I don't know if you had a chance to read today's reading today in the from the email, but that's the topic for today. It's like really stepping into the you know, the art of extraordinary success, meaning that it is a process that you're going to actually understand the steps and know that you're in them, and that if you follow these steps, they will create results. And that's what this is about, is actually looking at what you want and actually achieving it. So, seeing the grand vision, painting the picture. So what does that feel like and look like to you?
It's probably like one of the hardest things for me, bar none, is to get it out of my head and onto paper. And Diane, you and I have talked about that several times during our discussions, and I still struggle with it considerably. I can write beautiful, beautiful things in my head, but when it comes to getting them down on a piece of paper, it's nigh on impossible, and I don't know why. I have struggled and struggled and struggled with that one. So, you know, I don't know if anybody else has the same struggles, and I'll start, and it sounds really good, and it feels good, and then the next day comes along, and it doesn't happen.
Would it be helpful to put it on a vision board and pictures?
It could be, and I mean, there's times where I will go through the effort of cutting things out of magazines or tearing pictures out of magazines, or even as I'm rolling around browsing, wasting time. I have to stop doing that. Spending time browsing the internet, I find a picture that I really like and I'll print it out. And then all those things go into a folder and they get put in my drawer. And they never make it up onto a vision board. And that's been something that I have struggled with my entire life. It has always been extremely difficult for me to get something from out of my head onto a piece of paper. I don't know.
So is that something that you are willing to let go of?
I'm certainly willing to let go of it psychologically. I mean, mentally, it's whether or not, or I should say intellectually, I want to get let go of it. But why I can't get from the I want to the I will, it boggles me. It's one of the reasons I signed up for this class, and I'm still struggling with getting it from my head onto a piece of paper.
Okay. Do you feel that?
Any ideas or tips that anybody has? I'm open to.
And you,
I was wondering.
So do you?
There are, you know, apps that if you're comfortable speaking, and it sounds like you are, that will learn your voice mannerisms and will take the dictation for you. So you could just speak to it instead of actually having to pick up a pen or go to the computer and do any writing.
Right. And that's one thing that Diane and I talked about before I headed out on this drive that I wanted to do, but I did not get that done for whatever reason. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, as we have our down times with the kids out here, is that something I can at least get a find and put on my computer or my iPad before I head out. If any of you guys are aware of specific ones that you guys have used and enjoyed, I would love the app name and the tip on it, and I can certainly give it a try.
Well, I do know that just Notepad, an Apple Notepad, has a dictation feature.
Okay.
So that's one to take short notes. But what I use Chrome, and there's a little add-on you can plugins, and you can install a verbal or voice reader plugin, and it actually does pretty well. You have to go through and edit, but yeah. Well, Roberta, I will say, when you get home, you know, the one question, I guess, is that, you know, intellectually you could answer, or spiritually you could answer, but do you believe that anything is possible?
Yes, I do. I do believe that it is possible. And so, actually, I mean, as I'm sitting here talking about this, one of the things that I probably should spend a significant amount of time on over the next few days, weeks, is have that in my meditation as to why am I struggling so with it, and see if God or Spirit will give me an answer of any sort.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure he will.
Absolutely. That's a really great place to take this inquiry. The whole journey of, you know, personal growth really is between ourselves and our own resistance and our decision to face it and to expand, to actually move through it. And with the willingness, and sometimes we get support for it, sometimes we can do it on our own. I mean, but what I sense is that for you to really work through whatever that resistance is connected to a huge part of the truth of who you are coming through you and coming into the world. And my guess is there is just an extraordinary flow of amazing gifts that are within you that will come out. And so
I like to think that. that's what I like to think, and it's the other part that we've talked about is that it's probably based on some fear that I have of what that is and what it's going to look like.
Yep.
So, as we talked about it, getting it from the head to the paper and then letting go of the need to be in control.
Mm-hmm. That's it right there.
They're all sort of interwoven there.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Anybody else have any thoughts?
Because I don't want to dominate the conversation.
No, I was actually thinking, no, please, there's no, this is great stuff, because I think we all have those places that we're, you know, that are points of resistance.
So my other suggestion would be not to feel like you have to write full long sentences, but just to jot down notes, just whatever comes to you. And then, you know, later you can look at it and fill it out as you like, but it takes the burden off, oh, it has to be this, you know, polished sentence of any kind.
That is a good point. And, you know, I wouldn't ever want anybody to read what I've written for exactly that reason, but, you know, it's still, I just need to let go. And I hope that I'm not still saying what my one big hope and dream for this whole class is, that I am not saying that same phrase or something very similar to it at the end of this class.
Mm. Okay. Good intention to set.
Yes.
Well, and the homework this week, and if you do get some time to do it and spend some time with it, and or if, whenever you do, I like Zoe's suggestion. Is like, you know, if you can just find words that express, you know, going in within and just having that conversation with yourself and the paper.
Right.
So just begin. You know, just showing up is 90% of it.
Okay. I did get a chance to read the what you posted this morning, and I really liked it. I said, oh, yes. And it was my full intention to sit down and write something. And that didn't happen.
Well, not yet. Not yet.
Not yet. It will. It will.
Yeah. Thanks, Roberta.
And thank you, gals. Appreciate it.
So who else would like to comment on this topic?
I do have a vision board, and I look at it all the time, and I don't remember what your original question was. where do we want our life to go? Okay. and I've got many things on it. I've got things with dance. I've got things with my business. I've got some relationship things, things I want to do with my two sons, my health. So, yeah, it's all on there. And so I'm reminded every day of where I want my life to go, and also how grateful I am. I look at the pictures I have, especially of my sons, and I think how grateful I am to be where I am now.
Mm. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Cool. When did you do the vision board?
Months ago. It's been an ongoing process. Yeah, I take some pictures off, put some on, change things up, that kind of thing.
Lovely.
Yeah. Cool. Seeing other people's vision boards, and I've been inspired by them. So I know it would help for me to do my own.
And I also put with reminders like play, you know, things like that.
Right.
It's interesting. I didn't connect this course to the vision board, but I did a vision board a couple years ago, and I found it and dragged it out and put it prominently in my bedroom about 2 weeks ago, so I can relook at it. But I didn't really see anything I wanted to change in it. It still reflects what I want from my life. I might be able to tweak it a little bit, but I just enjoy it.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Nice. Well,
I don't know.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say that the question seems to be skirting the question that I thought we would be getting into tonight, and that is about what it is to be selfish in the sense of, I mean, I really love that way of thinking about centering on ourselves to bring out God in us and not always project that God truly is somewhere else. It's like really nurturing God within us and feeling like that's okay, you know, like that kind of selfishness. And on the way home, driving home, I was listening to a CD by Wayne Dyer, and he was saying that his voicemail, he just says that he wants to feel good, and if anyone's going to leave a negative voicemail, don't do it. And for him, feeling good is feeling God. And, you know, I just began to make these connections that when we feel good in ourselves and in our own lives, we are. That's what God wants in us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Zoe, it's great to come back to that conversation, because I did write about that in last week's materials, Divine Selfishness. And so I think that the challenge here is for all of us is that we're living on Earth, and we are here to participate here on Earth. And but the point of that participation, or the source of that participation, is from God. And so that is where I absolutely, the question of do we want to feel good is the foundational piece, and how do we do that? It is by living in connection with Spirit. So I appreciate you bringing that up, Zoe, because that actually is the foundation of all of this, is this connection to our source, to ourself, and honoring what we want is the point. It's the bottom line. And what if it's I know Zoe a little bit, myself, being in nature is spending time in nature, spending time connected to God in nature and beauty is an important thing for me in terms of my time in my life. And it's not an achievement. It is not something to create. However, where I live, I had to create in order for me to do that. So it is a kind of a collaborative thing, how we create our lives to really connect with who we truly are and see that life. And that's what this question's about, is really about how do we connect. And so in the later the reading that goes on for the rest of the week, it is about why do we want, I'm asking this vision. It's kind of like, all right, well, what do I want? And seeing that vision, great. Well, why do I want that? Why does it matter to me? Am I really connecting to myself? And from there, stepping into the identity of the person who has come to create that. And then ultimately seeing any details of what it is that is ours to do and finally doing it. So that's sort of this structure around that. And I'd love to talk about any part of that. So specifically, Zoe, did you have something in particular you wanted to talk about with that question on selfishness?
I guess the piece that's the hardest for me, and I'm not sure which reading it was in, was when you talk about patience. And that's the place where I'm at right now, because I don't have a specific thing that I feel I want to. I don't have a business that I want to grow. I've had two businesses. I now have a job. That's not where I'm looking to go in my life, is to create in terms of a business or a particular thing. But sitting with what do I need to create? What is supposed to come in? What is my next step? I know the things that I want that are most important to me, but it's not in terms of self-development of any kind. It's like, I'd really like a relationship,
right?
A divine kind of partnership. But that's not, all the work I do on myself may or may not lead to that happening. But the other thing is, I feel that I want to do something to be of service for this stage of life, and I don't know what that is. So sitting with that question with patience and not having, a specific thing that I'm working to fulfill, that's just really hard for me. So I'm not exactly sure how that ties into being selfish, but I'm sure there's a connection.
Anybody want to comment or bring... Ask Zoe any questions about what she just offered?
I had a couple of comments and then they just flew right out of my head.
Okay.
I'm sorry, so they must not have been.
They'll come back.
To hear right now. Yeah, if you
jump back
in. They'll come back.
Yeah.
But I always wish I had 2 days to have a comeback. You know, it's like I'm not one of those quick thinkers. But yeah, I was sharing what's going on with me, because I know other people have shared that there are specific things that they want to achieve and accomplish, and you know, the course and the retreat and you know all these things. It's like, well, I'm not here for any. I wish I had something specific, but I don't.
Why don't you put the relationship in that category?
Well, I do, but I always feel like that is not totally in my power.
None of this is in there. That's is interesting, because none of this is any of our power.
Yeah.
And there's a part for us to do.
Yeah.
So what I would encourage you to do is, just like that vision board, to write, to answer the questions with what you do know. I would like a significant relationship, or whatever, however you want to write all that out. I would like to serve in the world. I would like to, and be doing things that I enjoy, that I, you know, whatever you can, you do know. Write down what you do know from where you are today.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one comment I was going to make, though, is that some of the other teachings and things that I have been studying since before I met Diane, in one sense, you do have a control over that relationship by virtue of the thoughts that you put out to the universe. And as just what Diane was saying, if you, if you're like me, it's all thoughts. If you are like you and Phyllis, where you seem to be able to get things down on paper, if you write that out, and the more what I have come to believe, and I won't say learn, but believe, is that the clearer you can get on what that relationship looks like, the more likely it's going to come to you. And like you, that's one of the problems I've got. I need to have some income and some cash flow coming in for another couple of years. But the last thing I want to do is go back and join the workforce, yet I'm half-assedly trying to do that, and it's not working. And I think the biggest reason it's not working is because that's not really what I want to do, and the universe knows it. And so it's not bringing it to me. And so now it's figuring out what it is, getting clarification on what it is that I do want, and how can I make money doing that. So in the same way with your relationship, the more, well, I don't want to necessarily repeat myself, but I will. My kids tell me all the time, you tell the story too many times, Mom. The more clarity you can bring, the more likely it is that relationship will appear.
Well, thank you. I do appreciate that, and I appreciate it, you repeating it twice.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that something you believe, Diane?
Yeah. Well, absolutely, Roberta. That's, and the piece that I also wrote about this week is kind of the idea of, you know, the secret. The movie The Secret says, yeah, just, you know, envision this big house and you'll have it. And what I really understand with this is that if you go to your soul and envision what your soul wants, then, and to really connect to that level of desire, that's where we are supported in the result. And that's when we achieve those results, it feels fantastic. You know, versus, I mean, tons of people manifest tons of stuff, and I've been through it myself. I manifested a bunch of money and it didn't make me happy. So for me, and you know, and understand that it's really about truth when we connect there, but then letting ourselves see it and want it, and the letting the universe support us in that. So it's,
mm-hmm.
yeah, so absolutely thinking about it and being clear about it too. But that, but the point that I, you know, using, I mean, that's the foundation of what I'm feel like I'm teaching, is to help you connect to your truth and your source. So that is the place in which you bring the desire. And that is the place in which it's powerful beyond measure.
There you go.
So
I guess one more comment I was going to make on Zoe's thing is that some of the things that you said and the tone of voice that you used and the way you said them made me think that you didn't think it was important enough, or that you deserved it enough to get it. And I don't think that's what you meant at all. But it may be that it, that just the way you're thinking about it is that it's not important. Well, it very well could be very important.
Well, thank you for saying that. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Roberta.
Hopefully I did not, I did not mean to offend, and so hopefully I did not offend.
Oh, no, I mean, you nailed it, because I think I have a way of diminishing myself and thinking I don't deserve things. And so I guess that came out in my voice.
Okay.
You okay, Zoe? How's that feel?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm good.
Okay.
Oh, no, it was a good reminder.
Yeah. And that's why I wanted to be very clear. I don't think that's what you meant. But just the verbiage and the words that were used could be interpreted by universe as I don't deserve it. Anyway. And I struggle with that myself all of the time. And that's one of the reasons that this other group that I've been listening, or these other tapes I've been listening to, I sit there and go, oh, my goodness, yes, of course I'm doing that. Yes, I'm doing that. And really working on trying to change the way I'm voicing these desires.
Yeah, great. It's the consciousness, the awareness that makes the shift. And then the action is the voice, the change in the voice that creates. So, and that's where the power comes in, is even to bring that, whether it's voice or even taking that to the next level of writing it down. There's the power in all of that. So, and it's a risk, because then you make a commitment to it.
That's right. Yeah. And you make a commitment, and it's like, oh, my God, is that what I really committed to? I would appreciate any gently forceful, there's a dichotomy of words, but gently forceful reminders to me from each of you guys of that's not what you said, Roberta. Remember what you said. Anyway. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate the interaction tonight and the support for everybody. I think we all can, you know, learn from each other, as well as, you know, we hide behind our own, like, shame and guilt of, oh, I think these things or feel these things, and I can't tell anybody these things, but then everybody thinks and feels the same thing. So it's kind of like, oh, I guess I'm not so strange after all, or I'm not so unusual.
Yeah.
So it is a cultural... What's that?
I just started to say, in a way, the fact that this is on the telephone, and you know, it's a dual, the double-edged sword. It's on the telephone, so we cannot see each other's reactions. In some ways, that helps. It helps in one sense, but there's other things that would be very helpful to be able to see and talk to each other face to face. But the phone leaves, by doing it on the telephone, it leaves a little bit of anonymity to things. So you can say all these things, and yeah, I might never see the other state. So.
It actually makes me a little sad not to be able to see everyone.
That's what I say. In some ways, me too. And it could be that maybe by the end of this thing, we all decide that we want to get a road trip going together and meet up someplace so that we can meet each other.
Roberta, drive through Albuquerque on your way back and you can see Zoe. So.
I drove to Albuquerque on my way down here, but I just didn't think about the fact that Zoe was there.
Well, I'm here. Give a holler.
Okay.
That would be great.
Great. Well, would you all like to end the evening with a meditation tonight, or anybody have a preference of what, or more conversation? What do you all feel like? Anybody have a preference?
I always love the meditation.
Would be good.
Yeah. I enjoy the meditation.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, great. Well, then, I'll just kind of bring that through and see what wants to happen, and then we'll just go ahead and say goodnight, and we'll drop off. And if anybody feels inspired to take the meditation and going into conversation with spirit, or write out, you know, writing down whatever's coming up, feel free to do that. So thank you all for coming together tonight and the mutual support. And I really appreciate it. I think that this is good for me to hear the kinds of things that are the challenges in this process, because it's a powerful one, and I also honor all of you for the changes you're making and the perfection in the process with you. So I'm going to go ahead and...
Before you lock off the phone or whatever, thank you, Zoe and Phyllis, for your comments and your support tonight. I really do appreciate it. It is nice to know that I'm not alone.
No, you're not.
Same here. Thank you all.
Yeah.
And before I get off, I actually have a little advertisement I just remembered I was going to mention. Is on April 9th at 1 o'clock, I am doing a workshop at Full Moon Bookstore in Lakewood. On 6th Avenue. And Phyllis, I was going to invite you to, if you want to come and promote the workshop, I would also have flyers there. And
okay.
Roberta, you're welcome to come. And Zoe, you're welcome to come up to Denver for that if you'd like, or
okay.
We'll schedule one down in Albuquerque.
I wish I could come, but I think Albuquerque is, you know, a better option for me right now.
Okay. Yeah, so let's all schedule. 1 o'clock on the 9th,
Okay.
Will that be on your, will you post information about it on the forum?
Yes, I will.
Okay.
And on Facebook.
Okay.
So, yes, wanted to let you know about that. And I think that was it for that. And Phyllis, I got your message about the change, and yes, we can do that, so. Didn't get a chance to email you back.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah. So that's the end of the announcements portion of the evening.
The business meeting here.
That's right. Okay, well then, let's go deep tonight and really connect in, and also be aware that we have been connected to Spirit and Source this whole time, that the presence is here, that our intention to learn and grow automatically invites the truth of our heart and our soul to be engaged, the divine to be here, and so we are never disconnected. We are never separate. And through all this loving support, the presence is here already. And now we'll go ahead and go into this meditation journey. And I'll go ahead and mute everybody, so we'll have the quiet. And I'll be listening to see where we all go together tonight. So thank you again. And I'll say goodnight here for everybody. And then we'll begin. So.
Conference muted.
So. Thank you again. And close your eyes. And just take some big, easy breaths to relax. And as you're relaxing and still staying attentive, not ready to sleep, but ready to quiet the mind, open the heart, and really listen to what the desires of the heart are. What is the desires of the soul tonight? We have come to honor our soul, our being. We have come to this earth as an individual aspect of the divine. To experience this life here in a myriad of ways. And there's a gazillion choices. And so we must choose. And there's some things we don't choose that just happen. And yet we choose how we respond. And tonight we come back within to this self, going deeper within the self tonight, bringing our attention within. To a place of divine patience, and this place of patience is really about opening up to hearing the thoughts of God, but also the thoughts of ourself, our soul. From a place of love and compassion and patience with ourselves. And so going within, going into the heart, and even moving down deeper inside of you into the solar plexus area, bringing your awareness into your consciousness and connection. Bringing it to your truth. Sitting here for a moment, sitting in the quiet. And remembering that really why you are here is to live in your truth. Live from the truth of who you are. And on this, from this place, we do have desires. We do have preferences. We do have things we love to do and things we don't like to do. We have things that we want to experience here. What would it be like if you actually, truly allowed yourself to want what you want? What if you knew that was why you have come? And then recognizing that also what you want is to serve, ultimately, is that this idea of selfishness is really about supporting the greatest servant you could know, and that is yourself. Supporting the greatest servant there could be, and that is yourself. So in the truth of who you are, and allowing that one to show up without limitation, what does she want to do? How does she want love? How does she want to serve? You're noticing what's coming up as you're asking yourself these questions. There's some doubts, or there's some fears. There's some resistance. notice that and ask yourself, is that, are those opportunities for healing, for clearing out maybe some of the delusions or lies that you might still be carrying around subconsciously? Come back to the truth. Come back to your commitment to living from the truth. That was one of the first things we've talked about in this journey. Willingness to live from divine guidance, which is another name for truth. And in this space, I invite you to actually see, imagine that the part of you, the one that you are becoming, the one who has created what you want to create, part of you that has already done it, because everything is happening at once, is right here with you. She has accomplished and created what you want to do, what you are creating now. She has already done it. See her with you. And ask her what you need to know right now in order to accomplish, create, or attract, and achieve what it is that you truly want to do now in your life, which you've come to create now and next. Ask her what you need to know now. Now, look at her. What does she look like? Because she knows what it took to get there. She has done it. She has achieved and accomplished what it is that you are going to be doing. And she is different because of the experience. look at her. And how do you see her? How does she feel? How does she look? Is she confident? Is she happy? Feel what she's feeling. And so with that, my question is that do you want to become this version of you? Is this what you want? And are you willing to do whatever it's going to take to get there? Because I promise that nothing that is worthwhile will be easy. And nothing that is involved in creation is easy because it's stepping outside our comfort zones. So the question is, are you willing to step outside your comfort zone to expand yourself? Are you willing to step to your edges and step beyond them to do what it takes? Because now in this point in your life, it is really up to you to choose consciously. And that is where the magic is, and the miracles reside. So stay in this space. Continue the conversation with the future you, if you like. Expand your conversation to include God and any questions you have. And just to ask yourself, are you really ready to move forward into this next phase of this journey? You really want to allow yourself to see clearly what is yours to do now, and what you need to do, what is yours to do to create it, and what is not yours to do? Are you willing to actually get what you want? Do you deserve it? And if you have any doubt, then ask God what she thinks. Thank you all for your time and participation tonight. I look forward to visiting with you individually and meeting again next week. And so I will stay on the line until you feel ready to drop off, and I will connect with you again soon. So blessings. Have a beautiful evening. Good night.